coming back here, your mindset and attitude has got to be different. Much different than it's ever been, okay? We have to win in this division. And the only way we're going to win this division is go kick their ass. It ain't going to be the sweetheart approach. So we're going to have to get bigger, stronger, more dominant as a football team. It's going to get better from this day forward. We're going to put better players on this team. We're going to sign our players that are here that want to come back. And we're going to continue to move forward. That is my job as a head coach of this team, is to get this team where it needs to be. And where we should be is in the playoffs, where these other teams are right now. Everybody got me? So a year from now, that's where I expect to be.
What we all felt was that the process of how we did things was correct. We didn't get the results we want.
Even though the season wasn't the season that we all was looking forward to, I still take good out of bad situations.
You know, I think it taught us a lot. It was really cool to see how the team stuck together.
Every game we came into thinking we could win, you know, and believing, not just thinking, but believing we can win.
I think we saw a lot of young guys take a big step towards where we need them to be playing if we want to be a championship team.
You got to get the field goal team out and kick in 10 seconds.
And the clock is running. It's down to 7 seconds. They set it down at the 35. It's down to 4, 3, 2, 1. They got it off. The kick on the way. End over end. The kick is up. And it is no good. And the Browns have won it. A 45-yard field goal. No good. At the absolute last tick of the clock.
You don't know how special that win was unless you was on the team, unless you was in that locker room, unless you, you know, went to battle with us, went through training camp with us, went through all the adversity we went through in the season. You don't know how that feels. It was a great gift to Hugh Jackson, Joe Thomas, those guys really deserve it. It's just one of those things where it's just more than just that one win. It just kind of illustrates everything that was going on through our season. Is, you know, we just sticking to it and getting that win that late in the season just shows that we never gave up.
Gary has something for Coach, guys.
Sticking with us through the whole year.
Yep.
Hasn't been the way we wanted, but this is one for you.
Merry Christmas!
Plan for Hugh is great. He's unchanging. He's going to demand the best out of you every single day. And as a player, you don't want anything other than that as from a coach. You know, and he's going to play you if you perform.
He genuinely does care about each and every one of us. And you know, that's really cool to see in a head coach, because we're not just a number or a cattle in a market, so to speak, but we're people, and, you know, it's always good to see a coach that cares.
He came to work every day with the same attitude, regardless if we won the game or regardless if we lost the game, man. That just speaks volume of the type of guy he is, the type of character he has.
Yeah, I definitely give Hugh a lot of the credit. He's a great leader, he's a great motivator, and you can just feel the passion and the energy and the positive momentum coming from him that this is going to be different as we come into next season. And I think everyone's really excited about him leading us through the off season and putting us in uncharted territory.
You're trying to always do anything and everything you can to be better. My job is to always make sure that we have the best everywhere when we can. You know, and Greg Williams is one of the best coordinators in all of pro football.
I'm here because I respect Hugh Jackson. I can tell you which offensive football coaches write everything on a chart and call the game on a chart, and I can tell you which offensive football coaches lay it down and said, let's go. Let's come get some. And Hugh's one of them.
When I had a chance to interview him and spend time with him, I knew pretty quickly that he was the right guy for me, because he's fiery, he's smart, he's proven, he has a way about him that I really respect and like, having competed against him so many times and being on the other side of the field and yelling at each other and all those things. So I like that.
I'm not going to box them into a certain kind of defense, and I'm not going to box them into a certain way they have to play. Now, what I am going to box them into is their effort and their toughness.
I've worked with Greg Williams before. Greg was the defensive coordinator at the Washington Redskins when I was the offensive coordinator at the Washington Redskins for Joe Gibbs. So we have a great working relationship. I'm really excited to see Greg here and the other young coaches that have been brought into the staff. They're doing a great job, and it's really nice to get to know them, and we'll get to know them even better as the season progresses.
I think it's great that we're going to get a chance to go to the Senior Bowl and coach next week. Had to put a staff together, had to hit the ground running, had to get organized, all on the same page to go down there and do that. This is going to be a good thing for Hugh and I, and so we get a chance to get a feel for each other and have some fun down there.
Out of way. Out of way. Out of way. All right. All right.